fruit of thy womb, Jesus. May we imitate the actions of him whose feast we keep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The prayer in the collect of St. Alexis is a common one and a common sense attribute for any Catholic. That is to say, as we honor the saints, we must also imitate them. Our Lady once told St. Bridget that it's not enough just to honor or to contemplate her humility. She said that her humility is like a blanket that you might need in the winter months to keep warm. You don't just look at it, but you use it. That is to say, you put it on yourself. It's just yesterday we remember that Our Lady clothed us in wool, in the wool of the brown scapular. So today we remember that it would be useless to persevere even unto death in every practice of devotion to Mary and in every possible virtue unless we also put on ourselves, clothe ourselves with that warm wool blanket in the cold of this life. That is to say, the imitation of the virtues of Mary, beginning with her humility, which is the foundation of everything else. The Church today gives us an extraordinary example of humility, a most unusual saint, about most of whose life you would have to say, well, we honor it, but we wouldn't be called to imitate it, because on his wedding night, he lived in 5th century Rome, St. Alexis, and I think that his wife was in on his design, was inspired by God to leave all and to go as a poor beggar to the shrine of Our Lady at Edessa in Syria. He lived there as a beggar on the porch of the church. His wife, meantime, waited for him to return, as did his parents. His father was a senator in Rome. And at some point, after 17 years, Our Lady saluted this man. She praised him as the man of God. And he was so distraught at that praise that he left his post and returned home. Remember in today's Gospel, the Annunciation, remember that Our Lady is troubled at the angels coming in and what she has to say, because the angel is praising her. And Our Lady is so humble. She doesn't want any praise for herself. She wants to give it all to God. And Alexis ends up not being recognized by his own parents, getting a little bed under the stairs in his parents' house or palace, being mistreated by the servants, and living there another 17 years, and when he dies, or then his identity is revealed, and everybody knows his glory. An unusual saint, certainly one of the most unusual of the year, and yet there's always that lesson to imitate, humility. He was a most humble saint, obviously. Not only that he accepted all of his treatment, he was a wealthy man's son, but he didn't want any praise. Now that's Our Lady. Humility doesn't make us not realize or acknowledge or thank the gifts God gave us. He gave all of you some talents, and he gave all of you a mark of predilection, that is to say, a devotion to his mother, among many other gifts, the greatest of which, the gift of the Catholic faith. With humility, with Mary, we acknowledge and we thank God for the source of all of these gifts, but we realize that we did nothing to deserve it. He has regarded the humility of his handmaid, Our Lady says at the Magnificat of her visitation. Humility really makes us look not so much at ourselves anymore, but to look at God and to thank him and to praise him. So that's what we mean when we say saints or Our Lady have their eyes downcast. That is to say, really, they're recollected in God. They're not thinking about other people so much, nor are they thinking about themselves. They're thinking about God. When you consider who God is, how could you help but be humble, to walk humbly with God? But at the same time, humility makes us, imitating Mary, to look at our neighbor. Our Blessed Mother told St. Matilda that in her humility, that she always wanted to prefer others. That's humility. But humility doesn't make us to be rather unusual or unpleasant characters, uncomfortable to be around because we deflect any possible compliment and we make life a little bit difficult for others. No. Humility means that we so prefer others, we're so respectful to them, that's another word of Our Lady to Saint Bridget, that we're delightful to be around. People want to be in our company, and we can then lead others closer to God through the invitation of Jesus and of Mary. Obviously, we all have a long way to go when it comes to humility, but we understand that with all of our virtues, unless we have it, we stand to lose everything. St. Bernard tells us that, and common sense in her own experience does too. St. Francis de Sales once wrote to St. Jean de Chantal that God so loves the humble soul that he can't help but visit her. We did the visitation on Sunday, a little meditation. Remember, as you do the second joyful mystery so often in the week, that's the mystery of humility. The visitation, God, Jesus, and Mary will visit our soul if there's a little humility there. So look not so much at yourself, and look certainly not at your own strengths and virtues, but look at God with Mary. The more you look at God, the more humble you'll be, and you'll be able to look at your neighbor with perfect charity. You'll be a delight to be around, and you'll be able to lead those souls a little bit closer to our Lord. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.